Chapter 13, Getting What You Want. The easiest way to get what you want is simple. Find someone who needs what you can offer and make an exchange. That is the formula. Find a need, fill it. It does not matter if it is something small, like shoveling a neighbor's snow, or something life-changing, like inventing the next iPhone. Every successful business, every breakthrough product, and every major opportunity began with one question: how can I solve a problem for someone else? People do not get paid for want, they get paid for value. They do not get noticed for wishing, they get noticed for contributing. Life reflects back what you put into it, and people gravitate toward those who serve rather than those who take. The paperclip story. One of my favorite examples is Kyle MacDonald, the guy who started with a single red paperclip and traded it step by step until he owned a house. He did not leap from a paperclip to a mansion. He simply found people who valued what he had more than he did, and he traded up. One small exchange became another, and eventually he ended up with a home. That story is not about luck. It is about understanding the exchange principle. If you want something, start with what you already have and look for someone who values it. The exchange principle. Getting what you want always comes down to exchange. If you want money, offer value. If you want opportunity, offer solutions. If you want trust, offer honesty. If you want love, offer love first. You cannot demand these things or sit around waiting for them to show up. You exchange for them by giving what you hope to receive. This principle applies to nearly everything of value in life. Beyond things, the emotional exchange. This principle is not just about material things. It applies just as strongly to the intangibles: love, friendship, respect, joy. You cannot force them, you cannot demand them, and you cannot sit back entitled, expecting them to arrive. You get them by giving them. If you want more happiness in your life, try making someone else happy first. Smile at someone. Offer help. Pay a compliment. Show kindness. The return always comes back, often multiplied. Remember, you cannot give what you do not have. Unhappy people unintentionally spread unhappiness. Happy people naturally spread joy. If your life sucks, chances are the atmosphere around you is not great either. Want to change it? Start by giving away the very things you wish you had. A personal lesson. When Kay and I were building our business, we had more mistakes than victories in the early years. We were not the smartest, and we did not have the most money. But we did have one advantage: we were willing to serve. We listened. We paid attention to frustrations. We built solutions people actually needed. The more we focused on what our clients required, the more our business grew. The more value we created for others, the more success flowed back to us. That simple shift, focusing less on what we wanted and more on what others needed, changed everything. The secret to getting. Here is the real secret. The fastest way to get what you want is to stop obsessing over yourself and start focusing on others. Find the need, fill it. The formula is simple, but most people will not do it. They wait. They complain. They envy. They compare. Meanwhile, the people who are serving others are busy trading their red paperclips for houses. Service that has value to others is the fastest path to getting what you want. Not necessarily happiness, but certainly the material things that make life easier. You pay for things you value. Other people will pay for what you offer when it carries value. The entrepreneur's prayer. Every successful entrepreneur knows this truth, and many whisper a version of the same prayer. Please grant me the ability and opportunity to serve others. Because service is where every product and every business begins. If you want to create something new, just ask yourself, what need can I fill? It is never too late to create something new. If you think it is too late to come up with an idea, think again. Many products and services did not exist 15 or 20 years ago. Gaming exploded. Social media was barely a concept. Email was used by only a small portion of the population. Smartphones, apps, iPads, streaming, ride-sharing, home delivery, groceries, none of these were everyday realities. At the time, these now enormous ideas were created. They were unproven, untested, and, in some cases, laughed at. But their inventors all had one thing in common. They asked the question, how can I fill a need? There is an old story about a senior government official who wrote to the President of the United States in 1899, declaring that every possible invention had already been created and that the patent office should close. History has proven how absurd that idea was. Tens of thousands of patents have been filed since then, and innovation continues to accelerate. Needs never end. which means opportunities never end. Giving the intangibles, things like friendship, love, joy, and even happiness can be acquired by giving them away. But you cannot give what you do not have. If you want joy, you must offer joy. If you want love, you must express love. If you want kindness, you must practice kindness. The practice of exchanging non-material things is just as real as the exchange of money or goods. If you want your life to improve, start giving away what you want more of. Think of the classic story, A Christmas Carol, where one man's decision to give changed everything about his life. Giving changes you first, and then it changes the world around you. The law of reciprocity. Psychologists call this the law of reciprocity. Humans are wired to return what is given to them. Give trust, and most people will return it. Give respect, and it usually comes back. Give bitterness and conflict, and that will return too. You shape the environment around you by what you offer. That is why giving is the fastest path to receiving. Small exchanges lead to big wins. Most people wait for huge opportunities. But the truth is that life changes through small exchanges. A tiny act of service. A small act of kindness. Solving one tiny problem for someone else. These small wins compound over time into enormous results. Kyle MacDonald did not jump from paperclip to mansion. He followed a series of tiny exchanges. Your life will grow the same way. Reflection exercise. What are you giving? Write down one thing you want more of in your life right now. Money, love, respect, happiness, or opportunity. Ask yourself, what am I giving that aligns with this? Am I creating value or am I waiting to receive? Identify one small action you can take this week to give what you want. If you want encouragement, encourage someone else. If you want opportunity, help someone solve a problem. If you want more love, give love freely. Because the truth is this, life is less about what you get and more about what you give. And the more you give, the more you will always get in return.